Face out the system. Empower yourself. Grow food at home.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Grow Food at Home podcast, episode 8. I'm your host, Jack Sandquist. And today we are going to discuss a topic that is oftentimes looked down upon, trash talked, avoided at all costs. And that is the subject of money. And especially in our community, you know, in my circles, I've noticed a lot of people's like, because I used to be this way too. I think it's very common for many of us who are into gardening and being close to nature to have this mindset that, you know, money is not good and that we don't need money and that it's all bullshit. And it really is to some degree. Like, it's not backed by anything. It's, you know, we're slaves to it. But it's really, it's not money that's the problem. It's the lust for money, the being insatiable. You know, just like anything, right? Like not having enough is what's bad, not the money itself. Money's inanimate. It's neither good nor bad. It's a resource. At the end of the day, it's just a resource. It's a powerful one too. You know, you could pay for someone's surgery, save their life. It takes money to do that. You could buy a meal for someone and make their day. It takes some money to do that. It takes money to buy that toilet paper you so desperately went to the store for. So it takes capital to do these things. And I think it's just important to realize that and accept that in order to like move forward and break through. Because I think what's holding a lot of us back is having limited capital. I know that was the case for me. So I just want to start with this story, like, because this really crystallized for me when I was on the road. Like, I am the most idealistic person I know, or at least I used to be. I kind of brought it down, back down to earth, and you know, and then found a middle ground, and it's really served me well. So I really want to help, like, you know, get, you know, provide this philosophy for you guys so you could really understand what I'm talking about. So I used to be like super like hardcore. I literally didn't have a bank account and I was traveling the world and just freaking cruising, as they would say in Hawaii, for real. Like, I had no agenda, different city every month, working on farms, and I loved it. I was working on farms and I fell in love with the idea that you could trade your time for room and board and for you know, the barter economy. I was really into that. And I really wanted to phase out money. I wanted to move away from money. I was waking up to the problems of the world, like as far as, you know, fiat currency and whatnot. And I wanted nothing to do with it, right? So I wanted to move away from money, right? And then quickly, I manifested extreme poverty because that's what happens. You really, like, the more you say something, the more you put something out there, the more it becomes real, right? And that was what was happening with money, and which is fine. I learned so much during that time. It didn't even matter because I had such amazing experiences. But looking back, I remember, like, I would get to a city, I'd get to a point or a farm or wherever I was, and I'd slowly run out of money. And then I got to the point where it was, shit, I got to make moves. It became my main focus because I wasn't self-sufficient yet totally, right? I was just learning. I was super domesticated like most of us are. So the reality is that we need money to survive until we set up systems where we could localize all our resources, right? And it hit me. I was like, the way I need money to be able to make this all happen. And then I, you know, so And looking back, it's like, and then I see it now, once you break free of that and then you're financially stable, you're not thinking about yourself all the time either. Like, it's a positive thing to have a reserve of money, like, because you could contribute more. You could be more present. You're not thinking, when you're strapped for cash, you have a small, really small world you're living in. And I remember that. It was like, and it really limited me. I was making all these decisions, you know, based on like, oh, it's going to be more expensive there. Oh, I can't. It's going to be too expensive. Or, oh, like, I need to start doing this to make money. Like, so I have to sacrifice. And it's part of the process. Like, that's what happens when you're young. You don't have money and you have to make it happen. It is. But it really, like, hit me. Like, not having money limits you. And if I want to be more effective, I have to have some sort of cash flow. So this was an important lesson I learned. And I really wanted to like bring this to you guys because I think our belief systems are very, very powerful, right? Like, so if we have a belief that money could do a lot of good and it could serve me well, and if I'm conscious and I care about the planet, more money could be a really good thing, then a belief system like that can benefit us greatly. But if we have a belief system that money is bad, money is the root of all evil, these things we've learned, you know, that I don't need money, that's like really like dismissing, that was very unwise of us to dismiss something that, you know, buys our groceries and stuff. So it's just like, our belief systems are really important. I really wanted to like just kind of help you guys with this today because I know it's something that really has kind of helped shift me to become something great, you know? And it's not the money that's done it. It's just the change in my belief system. You see what I mean? So yeah, I feel like we've been very, very much misled in growing up, you know, as kids. Like growing up, we're just taught to be a worker. We're taught to shut up and do what we're told and not to be creative and not to fulfill our potential. You know, we're not told we could achieve anything. You know, we're not taught how to be financially successful. Successful, period, in my experience. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, but, you know, real development, like, that's where it's at. And we got to get really, like, you know, mindful and intentional about what we're doing in our lives. So, you know, schooling ourselves is a principle in this podcast. And it's one that really fires me up. And I can go on and on about it. But it's really, like, something that really matters. Like, because it could take us to the next level and help us optimize our lives, really. Isn't that what we're trying to do? I know I'm trying to reach more and touch more lives and change the food system at the end of the day. And I'm learning how powerful money could be, you know, to make things like that happen, to buy fruit trees, to gain momentum. And once you get in the game, you know, whatever it is you want to do, as far as making money, I'm sure a lot of you guys have like great ideas around like positive things that are good for the planet and good for humanity. And that could be a potential business model. Whatever it is you do, the more you like, literally Mark Twain says the key secret to getting ahead is getting started. It's like so simple, but like literally it's just hitting the ground running, committing to it hard, like literally not stopping. That's what I've done in my business. And then literally like in a year or two or three, and it starts to compound everything, not like just like money, like forget that for a second. Everything you do, your relationships, you know, you said like everything compounds, like where opportunities just start flooding in once you build credibility and put your focus there. Right. So, I would really, really encourage you guys, please, because I know so many of you guys are such beautiful people. And I just, I know I wasn't So yeah, I just really would love to encourage you guys to go after what you're interested in and to put a price on your, you know, herbal infusions or whatever it is you're, you know, on your plants you're propagating at home that you want to sell. Put a price on it and get the ball rolling and really just like, it could be something amazing for you that could be an alternative to your barista job or whatever it is you were. I was a barista, you know, and I'll tell you right now, it's my job, or whatever my title, whatever you want to call it, my lifestyle really is way better than having to clock in and do long shifts like I used to do. I go hard still, and I'm you know, I'm up early every day and I'm making it happen. But it's definitely a better lifestyle when you do it on your own terms. So I would motivate you guys to put it out there and try to make it happen. Yeah. So anyways, I can go on and on, but like I want to just like communicate with you guys that we've been given this life. And it's up to us to decide what we want to do with it. And it's so easy. I'm seeing how easy it is to just go default mode and do what we're told and not really like get past the fear and go with our gut and do what we want to do. Like it's so easy for us to just stay with where we're at and not raise our standard. Tony Robbins talks about raising our standard is the key to changing our life. And it's so simple, but it makes so much sense. Like when for example, my standard used to just be if I had enough money to get me through the next couple months, you know, I had a place to stay, I was safe. That was my standard, right? It was just a low standard. I used to, you know, I used to sleep on the side of the road in Barcelona and stuff. Like literally, like, you know, no agenda, nothing going on. And I mean, it was awesome, like while it lasted. But it got to the point where I needed to raise my standard if I wanted to improve the quality of my life. Like, period. That's what it takes. You have to raise your standard. You have to say, I am worth so much more than what's going on right now. You know, this dude, Jay Abraham, I follow all these mentors because I'm trying to raise my standard. I'm trying to really like go next level. And yeah, so he says that it's important for us to ask ourselves, is the endeavor we're looking to get into, or whatever endeavor we're partaking in at this moment, is that endeavor worth it? It's not. let me try to say this where it's eloquent. We need to ask ourselves: is this endeavor that we're looking to get into, or that we are even partaking in right now? It's not asking, are we worthy of this endeavor? It's asking, is this endeavor worthy of me? You see what I mean? We got to change the way we think if we want to go next level. Is this endeavor even worthy of me? Is what I'm doing right in this moment, right now in this moment, worthy of me and my time and my energy? Like, that's how we got to start thinking, man. We got to like really boost the self-worth, baby. That's what I want from all you guys. So, yeah, so that's really what today's topic's about. Clearing up the misinformation that, you know, money is bad. Money's not bad. It's a resource, just like anything else. My boy, Ramit Sethi, he says, he's not my boy. He's a guy on YouTube I listen to. he says that you know, money is just a small part of a rich life, but it is an important part. And it is. And again, we don't want to dismiss that because it's a resource. And us in permaculture, we really want to use the resources available to us. So let's tap into it, guys. And And the abundance is there. You know, we just got to, tap into it. Like I said, like I would encourage all of you guys, what I do is edible landscaping. If you're just tuning in, I have an urban farm, but mainly how I make my income, how I pay my rent is I help other people grow food at home. So that means I build vegetable gardens, I plant fruit trees and a host of other plants. I help, you know, people, create, you know, a food paradise, if you will, in their space, whatever that means to them. And I charge for that, and I bring a ton of value, and I really over deliver. I bring them all this value with my specialized knowledge, which I'm sure all of you guys have in one way, shape, or form. And in return, they give me money that I could, you know, do more with and give gifts to people and pay rent and whatever. So I would encourage you guys all to maybe try to get something like that going in your town. Like literally whenever I hear someone like tell me, oh, I'm doing that, I'm building gardens, or oh, I have a nursery, I get stoked. I don't get competitive. I get excited because, first of all, there's an abundance of opportunity, right? There's enough to go around. It does, like, I'm not in scarcity mindset. It's not like, oh, he's taking from me, because it's not a zero sum game. You know, there's infinite amount of opportunities. So that's number one. And number two, if I really like want to change the food system for real, and I want to localize food. So the more people doing it, the more that it could happen. That's the only way it could happen. I can only do so much. You know, so please, I would definitely encourage you guys, get it going today. Start today. Start propagating plants. Put it on Facebook Marketplace. Tell people you got moringa trees for sale or whatever. Key to getting ahead is getting started. Guys, I literally started with a $1,500 truck that wasn't working, that it took 9 months to pay off. My mom, bless her heart, bought it for me. And that was that. I had nothing. I had an $8 an hour job, and I had a dream, and I was committed to it, right? And I didn't stop until I made it happen. I'm still making it happen. I'm still in the infancy stage. But I will say I've learned so much going from, you know, vagabond, world traveler, drifter, with just the money in his boot, to a life where people are hitting me up regularly for my services, and I'm looked up to, and I'm the tip of the spear kind of in this movement. You know, I'm not the fucking, you know, the leader, the guru. That's not what I'm not getting at, but I'm saying I'm definitely in the arena, and you guys definitely could be too. That's all. So, you know, a lot of people tell me, I really want to do what you do, or I would love to garden. But really, now's the time, man. Right now, go make it happen and begin. Take some action, guys. So I love you all. I hope you guys got a lot of value from that episode. It's something I've really been wanting to do because I want us to not have limiting belief systems and fulfill our full potential at the end of the day. So anyways, I love you guys all. And please, let's create abundance together.